Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey, The Bert Show.
Donnie Wahlberg from New Kids on the Block.
Yay!
Hey, Donnie. Hey. How are you?
I'm great.
You're sleepy.
You just get up, man?
Well, I got up just for you guys.
Thank you. Donnie, a vicious rumor this morning, and you guys have really, I mean, a panic has set through the New Kids on the Block world that Jordan jacked up his ankle and you guys aren't coming to Atlanta.
All right, guys, I'm going to clarify this, even though I'd like to keep the speculation going. I was working on a video that would there's a video floating around the internet of Jordan on a gurney, and I just want you to know that that is one of my first forays into directing. It's a Jordan will be there, the show will go on.
Okay.
And he's okay.
Jordan is fine.
So nothing happened to his ankle at all?
Well, apparently, my directing skills are pretty good because everybody thinks he's hurt.
Nicely done.
I mean, I am not kidding. The panic on the phones this morning from women, it's been like at a fever pitch.
Well, there was supposed to be a little more to the video, but only part of it got sent to a source that leaked it onto the internet.
Come on, man. You guys did that on purpose. Come on.
No, there was another part that was going to, you know, show the reveal of the hoax, but... That part didn't make it to the right hands yet.
So. Relief, Jen. Relief.
I know.
It's like breaking news. We're a week away from Election Day, but the only thing people are calling for is, what's wrong with Jordan's ankle?
And the way things, I mean, you've got to be surprised by this too, Donnie, is the way that things, it spreads like wildfire on the internet now. Like, I know right now that this interview is going to be posted in another 2 minutes by NKOTB fans.
True. Yeah. You know, it's the good and the bad of modern technology. You know, it certainly doesn't hurt when, you know, information is flying all over the place. And it didn't hurt, you know, when we announced our reunion after all these years. I think the internet was a big help.
Sure.
But, you know, it's also if you do something stupid, everyone's going to know really quick, too.
Right. So you're hearing it directly from Donnie Wahlberg. Jordan is okay, everybody. Everybody's going to be all right. Everybody's fine.
But let me tell you something. Even if Jordan's ankle was sprained, if it was broken, he'd be on that stage tomorrow night.
That's what women were calling up and saying is like, I mean, with bands like this, you guys work through it. You don't know pain. There is no injured reserve.
Danny Wood right now has a torn hamstring. It's been torn since, the second night of the tour. He's not going to miss a show. Nobody's going to miss a show. Nothing is going to stop this tour. It's too much fun. The reaction from the fans, it's emotional. It's crazy. The next crowd is better than the last crowd every single night. And people really, every night, it's the same thing. It's like, what's your favorite part of the show? All of it. What do you mean? We just cried and laughed the whole time. Nobody sits down. Nobody misses a moment. It's absolutely incredible, and we kind of feel the same way as the fans. It's just kind of overwhelming.
Wait till you get to an arena full of Southern women ready to watch your show. You'll be blown away. It'll take it to another level, I promise.
Well, I can assure you of this. We are not doubting that. We've been dying to get to Atlanta. Like, we love Atlanta. We spent a lot of time down there recording for the album. For a while in the music business, there was this huge movement of just bodies down to Atlanta. It's like everybody would just go. And when we're there, it's so obvious why. It's just the hospitality, the courteousness, the Southern energy is just, it's overwhelming. It's seductive. And, you know, absolutely what you said, to play in an arena full of Southern women is just going to be, I mean, we're dying for it. We can't wait. It's going to be incredible. And I can assure you, the energy will be reciprocated from us to all the fans down there.
Donnie, if we were being totally and completely 100% honest with each other.
I'm being honest with you 100%.
Be 100% honest here. Look, you guys aren't 19 years old anymore. You're not 18 years old anymore. How do you feel the day after a show now?
Huh.
Other than my voice, which, as you can hear, is pretty crap, I feel great.
Yeah?
I will admit, in the old days, I used to probably sleep. You know, I'd go into every city and say, yeah, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to go sightseeing, I'm going to take pictures, I'm going to walk around. And, you know, I'd sleep all day. And I'd look back and say, damn, I should have did something while I was in that town. Now I say, you know, I don't even waste my time saying I'm going to sightsee. It's like, I know I need my 9 hours sleep. I know I need the rest. But it's really not because we can't handle it. I go, man. I'm like the Energizer Bunny. There's nothing slows me down. But I take the show seriously now. You know, I don't get off a motorcycle and run on stage like I used to do when I was 20.
Right.
you know, I rest. I get my sleep. Because I want that 2 hours every night to be my focus. Nothing is more important than giving every person out there their hard-earned money's worth. You know, we were in Detroit the other night, and no city in America is hurt more than the economy right now than Detroit. And to see, you know, 15,000 people packed full into that building with such happiness on their face, and those people chose us to entertain them during, like, some really bad times, you know, and they could have made any other choice, but they chose us, you know. That is a serious honor and a serious responsibility, and I treat it with the utmost respect, and that show every night is my priority.
Donnie, if you had to describe every member of the band with just one word, including yourself, what would it be?
Well, after that little hoax with Jordan's ankle, I'd say crazy. Let me see. Joe Mack, Showman, Danny Wood, Urban, John Knight, Warm, Jordan Knight, Star, and me. There's not one word, but I'd say CEO. That's what Joe Mack calls me, the CEO.
The CEO.
I'd say the rebel with a cause.
Hey, Donnie, you can explain this better to me. What's this on the block ticket thing that we're giving away? It's not quite backstage, it's not front row, but it's supposed to be even better than that?
Well, you guys got the primo. It's one of two things that the ticket is for. Sometimes we do it as a sound check where, you know, if enough of the guys are ready to go and going to do a sound check and run through some songs, it's usually like a private session with the group. And, you know, I mean, I've done everything from test out new songs for the show for, like, you know, 20, 25, 30, 40 exclusive radio people, listeners and fans who win tickets. Or, you know, I bring them on stage to sing backgrounds with me and do the song. Just meeting all the guys backstage and just having, you know, a couple minutes to talk and take pictures and hang out. It is the most intimate to get to hang out before the show. And what you're going to get from you guys is really going to be the best thing. There's not another way to really spend good time with the group than this.
I can't believe producer Tracy hasn't run down here. She was so relieved.
I know.
Producer Tracy had better show up soon because we've got unresolved business, her and I.
What do you guys run down, please, and get Tracy? I can't believe she's not in the studio.
I think we should reiterate one more time. The show is not canceled.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm telling you, especially Jordan. Jordan's in great shape, but let me tell you something. There is nothing besides the show and besides playing for our fans, who are the greatest fans in the world, and besides the unfinished business with producer Tracy and seeing all you guys tomorrow.
Uh-oh.
There's nothing is going to stop us from a trip to the Waffle House before the show. We will be in Atlanta. Nothing will stop it.
Donnie, producer Tracy has entered the studio. You said there's some unresolved business. Here she is.
Hey, how are you?
Producer Tracy.
Hi.
I'm missing you a little bit, and I really need you at the show. I need you in the front row. I need you backstage, and I need you to spend some quality time.
Okay, are you going to
Quality time is what I heard.
Well, I definitely have tickets to the show. I don't have front row tickets to the show, though.
Well, that's really insignificant because you pretty much can go wherever you want.
Oh, nice.
Very nice. Okay, well, I'll see you tomorrow night.
I look forward to it. And you and all you guys are, you know, one of the first stations and the first people, you know, to even get involved in this whole thing. So we owe you guys a lot. And producer Tracy, I owe you the world. And I intend to give you a good portion of it tomorrow.
Oh! Yes!
Woo! That's más caliente.
You better wear a matching bra and panties tomorrow.
Definitely.
You just gave somebody a new ringtone.
You know, she became like some kind of like folk hero on the internet after she tracked you guys down in L.A. It was really strange.
It was cool, though.
Well, it was cool, but really, I mean, they were like... They were bowing to the east.
They were cheering her on.
Yeah. Well, she got the first
deserved.
She got the first interview with all five guys since they was it Good Morning America or Today Show where you announced the tour, and then the first real in-depth interview you did was thanks to Tracy running down some street in Los Angeles while wearing heels, because you certainly cannot meet the new kids on the block in ugly shoes.
Oh no.
Yeah. Well, you know, she came close to getting one of the first interviews too, before anyone knew any of this, and she was as close as anyone could come, so we owed her that. But I do have to be careful now, because I don't want, you know, the same way she turned into a sort of an internet hero, she could become an internet villain if I flirt with her too much on the air. Let's tone it down a little bit.
Well, you guys will have your private time tomorrow.
Well, you know, it's, yeah. I'm going to not touch that right now.
As always, tomorrow. So the bottom line here is, I mean, the original reason why you called is, yes, the show is on.
We're going to be going 300 miles an hour on stage tomorrow. I'm telling you.
Beautiful.
It's going to be a great show.
All right. There you heard it right from Donnie Wahlberg.
That's right.
All right,
awesome.
Donnie, thank you for your time. Thanks for calling
thank
us, man.
Thank you. We'll
hey,
see you tomorrow.
As always, you guys are the best. Thank you so much.
Thanks Donnie.
Donnie. Have a great show.
Got it. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's right from Donnie Wahlberg. That's not Perez Hilton speculating or TMZ or somebody from the HAC. That's Donnie right there telling you everything's going fine. There's nothing wrong with Jordan's ankle. It was all sort of a hoax. They're having some fun. Everybody's in line.
How you doing, Tracy?
I'm really, really hot.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Spring is sprung and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money.